this is Lori. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Sal from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and legal resident in Ohio?
Yes. How can I help you on this Friday evening?
Well, I have a couple of questions. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Sure. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Oh, it is responsibility.
A firearm is considered securely stored if it's either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, finger grip, or other similar means. For example, a safe container, case, a lockbox, or may be temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, a store in place with a person who's prohibited for handling, such as child cannot reasonably gain access. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearms to be securely stored?
Oh, I think it's a good idea.
Perfect. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the law defines securely stored to include a lock safe? Support or oppose?
Yes.
A lock container case?
Yes.
A lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes.
Thank you so much for handing there. We're just covering 50%, okay? We're almost done. Would you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible by a key lock?
Yes.
A combination
lock?
All of the above.
Yeah, all of the above.
A biometric identifier such as fingerprint?
Yes.
Thank you. You're so kind. Okay. A firearm isn't a storage device, such as lock safe, case, or lockbox. Do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I think you need to have a combination. Is that what you're asking?
I will ask you a question. No, not a problem, okay? If a firearm isn't a storage device, such as lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Oh, unloaded. No, I think you should keep it loaded.
Okay. If a firearm is not locked, say, case or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Sure.
Okay.
If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
Oh, in a different container. Yeah, I think that's fine too.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in a physical possession, it is legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that require the gun to be stored securely?
Yeah, I would.
Thank you. I'm almost done. Okay, thank you. We'll just cover 65% of this. We're almost done. Searches of home and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant, right? Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
No, I think they need a warrant.
Okay, so you suppose?
Yes, opposed, yeah.
Okay, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I'm sorry, I will ask again.
Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Okay. Would I oppose or agree with the law? I would probably agree.
Okay. Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charge in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharged a firearm except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I guess I would support that law.
Okay, perfect. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record and write any charge filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
No.
Okay. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat or Republican?
I'm more independent.
Okay. What is your age?
56.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, black,
yes.
African? Okay.
White.
Perfect. Okay, I'm almost done. Thank you so much. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Perfect. So this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation today. I wish you have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
What should I do? Play the first one.
Oh.